are still living.
How is it heated?
Well, I've got an LP furnace, liquid petroleum furnace, and also I have a wood burning stove, which I burn each winter.
Okay. Do you ever burn anything besides wood in it? Would you ever burn?
Never burn coal.
Okay, that's what I was wondering. No. Where is the stove located?
It's in the kitchen.
It's in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. Okay. Did you ever have a fireplace?
Never did.
Never did.
Never did.
Okay.
No desire.
No desire. Huh? What do you call the thing that the smoke goes out of on the stove?
Stove pipe, and the chimney goes on a feeds into a chimney.
Okay, feeds into a chimney. Okay. And what the metal things inside of it that you lay wood on? What would you call that?
Well, generally, that's classed as a grate.
Okay.
But my wood-burning stove just has a flat bottom and it's covered with sand, and
okay,
walls are brick-lined.
Okay.
Part of it.
And I was wondering if you had a name for a great big log that you could put in there that would burn all night. Did y'all ever do that? Did you put a big piece of wood in there in the night?
Yes, generally burns out before morning though. Yeah.
They never last, do they?
Don't last a whole lot.
What would you call a piece of wood like that?
Well, it's just a larger piece of wood, I guess.
Okay. Would you ever call it a backlog?
No.
Okay. That's not something you would call it. Okay. How about the little pieces of wood that you'd use to start a fire?
Kindling.
Okay. And the black stuff that gets stuck up in the stack?
Soot. Soot.
Okay. Okay. And how about the white things that fall to the bottom?
Ashes.
Okay. Now, there was just one part of a fireplace I was wondering if you might know the name of. The front part, it's usually raised and it's kind of bare. Do you know what that would be called?
Well, at the base, just the bottom or the top?
Yeah. Well, the top would be what? A
metal.
Right. And then
But I don't know.
Would they call it a hearth?
I couldn't say.
Okay.
We have one in the, where we heat it over with the seniors. We've got a fireplace, and I've been, the last year, 3 years, I've been taking pictures, and I've got pictures all over the mantle on that. I don't know how many pictures I've got. We've got six, card forms that they put pictures on, and I think they put it on about 9 or 10 pictures to a card. Mm-hmm. I carry a camera with me all the time now.
Okay. Can I get you to pronounce hearth for me?
Hearth.
Okay. And backlog?
Backlog.
Okay. Now, you mentioned that you'd had to dig out a basement. Or is that what you'd call it, a basement or a cellar?
Basement.
Okay. What did you use that basement for?
Well, anything you want to dispose of.
Okay. Do you use it to store food?
Some. I've got a freezer down there.
Okay. I just wondered in the old days.
I didn't have shelves. Okay. I've got shelves down there, but most of the canned stuff I have upstairs.
Okay. I was wondering in the old days if you might have used it to store potatoes and other food in the winter time.
Well,
things like that.
Some, but I have a water heater down there, and the furnace is down there, and it's just a little bit warm for storing vegetables.
Okay. Would you ever use that? Did you ever have to use that as a storm cellar to hide out during a storm?
Never had to.
Okay.
Don't know that I ever did go down there in stormy weather.
Okay. Now, the top of the house was made out of what?
It's a shingled roof.
Okay. Made out of shingle, wood shingles.
Yes.
Okay. And did it have things on the side of the house to catch water in?